Hello, welcome to another one of my tutorials. This is one of my tutorials that I said I was going to be posting shortly. And I'm going to be introducing you to the Fractal Explorer in GIMP. So go ahead and open that up. And I'm going to be making like a, it could be an energy drink, but anyway, the logo I'm making up is called Amplified. So I'm just going to make this 900 by 700. And I want that on black. Okay, now you're going to go filters, render, fractal explorer. And it should come up with the sample fractal right here. Now, we're first gonna just drag red and blue to the bottom. And that gets us a black and green one. Okay, and now change it to Barnsley 3. It's down here. Okay, and then adjust the CY and CX until you have like a blackish inside. And stretch this out so that it reaches the whole screen. And make the top a bit bigger and the bottom a bit bigger. Okay, now this iterations, just continue moving that down until you get a smoother. Than a smoother fractal than what you started out with. So I think that's about good for me. Go ahead and press OK. And the Fractal Explorer will automatically render you a very nice looking Vox fractal. And the Fractal Explorer has tons of possibilities. I'm just making a Vox for the purpose of this logo. Okay. Then I downloaded a font called Base 02. You could probably just Google that Base 02 font and you'd find it. It's perfect for what I'm doing. And Amplified, Amplified. And position that in the center of it. And, oh, I gotta check what color looks best. Just try, like, a fluorescent green. I think that looks good. And I'm just going to merge this down. And there you have a Amplified logo. Amplified. And I am also going to be showing you in this tutorial where you can get some very good Web 2.0 gradients, because this took relatively no time at all, and I need to make up for some video time. So I'm just going to exit out of that. I can make them anytime. Okay, then just go Google. Which I have preset to G, and type in Vista 2.0 gradients GIMP. So here's the URL, http://gimptutorials.net/130ultimate web20gradients for GIMP. And it has tons of Vista gradients that, instead of doing this cumbersome highlights, and they're not cumbersome, but they are time-consuming, you can just quickly drag these down. They work great. I already have installed them. Directions to install them are right here, but you can also use the extras tutorial I have in YouTube. So thank you very much for watching this tutorial. If you need help, just go to my help request wanted in GIMP video.